Before we share this morning, let's have a word of prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, it truly is a privilege to be here this morning. I thank you for each one that we're not here by accident, Lord, but it's by your providence, your grace and mercy. Thank you that we can gather together as believers and hear from you from your word. Especially thankful this morning that we can share in communion, that we take time, Lord, to remember your death and all that that means to us. But we're grateful, Lord, and I just pray that you would bless our time that we have together, that all that we say and do honors and glorifies you. In Christ's name, amen. Well, I had no idea or no way of knowing that almost 6 months ago that would pass before we would gather again for communion. The thought never crossed my mind that it would be one of the last weeks that we would even see each other for a few months. When we have been sharing in communion month after month for years, and then all of a sudden it ends, it makes you realize how special it is. For this is a time for believers, those that have put their faith and their trust in Christ and in Him alone. And I think it's safe to say that every Christian has felt a strain from the absence of one another. The restrictions of face-to-face fellowship has indeed brought a sense of loss to all of us. Now, there was another time in history when even a greater sense of separation would occur. In the passages of John chapters 13, 14, and 15, Jesus seemed to understand that his own disciples would also feel that sense of loss when his physical presence would no longer be with them. In the days leading up to Christ's death, Jesus gathers his disciples together, desiring to comfort them. And he begins preparing them for life without the physical presence of Christ. In John 13:1, it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Jesus was going back to the Father, and he knew that they would have sorrow because they would be separated. And he loved his own, who would still be in the world, and he loved them to the end. So beginning with the Lord's Supper, Jesus teaches and he demonstrates for them how to wash each other's feet and how to love each other. And in chapter 14, he comforts them by saying that he is preparing a place for them. In John 14, 1 through 3, it says, he tells his disciples, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Not only could they have peace because of a place that Jesus was preparing for them, but also in verse 18 it says that he would not leave them as orphans and that he would come to them. It's easy to read the heart of Christ toward his disciples as he prepares for his earthly parting. And lastly, he comforts them by saying that he would send them help after his departure. He was going to send the Holy Spirit. So turn in your Bibles this morning to John chapter 14, starting with verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus says and tells his disciples that "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and disclose myself to him. The Holy Spirit is our help and leads us in truth in times of uncertainty. Just before his death, Christ instituted the Lord's Supper. It is a precious time for Christians. It's when we lay aside the distractions of life and in unity set our minds upon the Lord Jesus Christ for a few moments. With the bread and the cup, we remember that Christ suffered and died on the cross so that believing, we can have the forgiveness of sin and have eternal life with him. This is a practice for believers only and should not be received by anyone who has not received the gospel message for the repentance of sins. And finally, during these times of restrictions and separations, I would encourage all of us not to lose heart today. The Lord does understand our anxiety or even sometimes fears. We may find our own encouragement through Christ's words of understanding and love to his disciples when he told them, "Do not be afraid. I will not leave you as orphans. My peace I leave with you." Christ is preparing a place for us. There is fellowship with God through believing and prayer, and he has sent the promise of the Holy Spirit to be our helper. As it has been mentioned, communion is for believers only. And if you have never placed your faith and trust in Christ and in him only, we ask that you do not partake, but rather consider your need for salvation. The Lord will save those who call on his name in sincere faith. May you know the forgiveness of sins and the peace that he gives. So this morning, let's partake of the bread together. In 1 Corinthians, it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" This represents the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for us. Let's partake. Also, let's partake in the juice that represents the blood of Christ. Also in 1 Corinthians, it says that in the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This represents the blood of Christ that was shed for us on the cross for forgiveness of sins. Let's partake.